you will hear five young people talking about what makes a good teacher. For questions 19 to 23, choose from the list A to F which of the opinions each speaker expresses. Use the letters only once. There is one extra letter which you do not need to use. You now have 30 seconds in which to look at part 3. Speaker 1.
Well, I've had lots of teachers who really knew their stuff. I mean, you could ask any question and you knew you'd get the answer. But most teachers, well, when their class was over, well, that was it. They were gone. You see, a teacher may know a lot. The thing is, it's usually after class that you need their help, often as an individual, if you know what I mean. Well, they think if they just turn up and do the job, that's good enough. I remember one teacher, she was new, said drop in any time. I like that, I really did.
Speaker 2.
I was always good at maths, and I think it was because I had this excellent teacher. I was lucky, really. I didn't like doing my homework, and he'd say, "These are the rules, take it or leave it. You do this for tomorrow or you're out of my class." You see, a teacher may be there for you whenever you need his advice, but if he doesn't force you to do your best, it'll all be wasted, won't it? This teacher had been in the school for many, many years, and I know some of the younger teachers didn't like his methods.
Speaker 3.
I think it takes some time for a teacher to become really good. Sometimes a teacher is just starting. Well, they can be so demanding, expect a lot. It's as if they want to teach you everything now, if you know what I mean. Some of my friends were always against the teachers who'd been there for a while, and I used to say, well, they're the ones who've gone through all this before, and when they tell me I've done something really well, it means a lot, doesn't it?
Speaker 4.
In my opinion, a good teacher has to be able to cover a topic thoroughly. I once had a history teacher who was really kind and helpful. You know, her smile, her manner. Like a big sister she was. I was very interested in history at the time, and I realised she didn't exactly master the subject. I think this kind of put me off. Although she was always willing to look things up for me in her library, nothing was too much trouble for her, but I sort of lost confidence in her.
Speaker 5.
No matter how much a teacher knows about a subject, I think he or she needs to remember that the students are not there to become experts. A good teacher is one that gives encouragement all the time, who tells you when you're making progress, even if it's only very little progress. Of course, a person can know everything about a subject and still be no good as a teacher. We've all had teachers like that. The kind who'll only be satisfied with the highest standards and who will never give you credit for having tried.
Now you'll hear part 3 again. Speaker 1.
Well, I've had lots of teachers who really knew their stuff. I mean, you could ask any question and you knew you'd get the answer. But most teachers, well, when their class was over, well, that was it. They were gone. You see, a teacher may know a lot. The thing is, it's usually after class that you need their help, often as an individual, if you know what I mean. Well, they think if they just turn up and do the job, that's good enough. I remember one teacher, she was new, said drop in any time. I like that, I really did.
Speaker 2.
I was always good at maths, and I think it was because I had this excellent teacher. I was lucky, really. I didn't like doing my homework, and he'd say, "These are the rules, take it or leave it. You do this for tomorrow or you're out of my class." You see, a teacher may be there for you whenever you need his advice, but if he doesn't force you to do your best, it'll all be wasted, won't it? This teacher had been in the school for many, many years, and I know some of the younger teachers didn't like his methods.
Speaker 3.
I think it takes some time for a teacher to become really good. Sometimes a teacher is just starting. Well, they can be so demanding, expect a lot. It's as if they want to teach you everything now, if you know what I mean. Some of my friends were always against the teachers who'd been there for a while, and I used to say, "Well, they're the ones who've gone through all this before, and when they tell me I've done something really well, it means a lot, doesn't it?"
Speaker 4.
In my opinion, a good teacher has to be able to cover a topic thoroughly. I once had a history teacher who was really kind and helpful. You know, her smile, her manner. Like a big sister she was. I was very interested in history at the time, and I realised she didn't exactly master the subject. I think this kind of put me off. Although she was always willing to look things up for me in her library, nothing was too much trouble for her, but I sort of lost confidence in her.
Speaker 5.
No matter how much a teacher knows about a subject, I think he or she needs to remember that the students are not there to become experts. A good teacher is one that gives encouragement all the time, who tells you when you're making progress, even if it's only very little progress. Of course, a person can know everything about a subject and still be no good as a teacher. We've all had teachers like that. The kind who'll only be satisfied with the highest standards and who will never give you credit for having tried.
That's the end of part 3. Now turn to part 4.